From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called The Despicable and Destructive Philosophy That the End Justifies the Means. Our text is found in chapter 3 of the book of Romans, where we find the Jews objecting to Paul's preaching of salvation by grace alone, because he applied it to them as well as to the Gentiles. They accused Paul of preaching that if God was glorified by showing grace to sinners, then he would be more glorified by their continuing to sin. They were really seeking to justify their sin, just as people have been doing for centuries. In repudiating this folly, Paul has presented three arguments that clearly show the absurdity of the Jews' position. From these arguments, Dr. Cairns has been drawing a number of vital truths. He has shown that sinners will go to extraordinary lengths to rid themselves of the threat of God's judgment. Then, despite all human arguments to the contrary, God will judge the world. Indeed, He must judge sin. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection known as Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Name to Use. The text is John 14 and verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What a wide promise! Anything, whether large or small, all my needs are covered by that word, anything. Come, my soul, be free at the mercy seat, and hear thy Lord saying to thee, Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. What a wise promise! We are always to ask in the name of Jesus. While this encourages us, it also honors Him. This is a constant plea. Occasionally, every other plea is darkened, especially such as we could draw from our own relation to God or our experience of His grace. But at such times, the name of Jesus is as mighty at the throne as ever, and we may plead it with full assurance. What an instructive prayer! I may not ask for anything to which I cannot put Christ's hand and seal. I dare not use my Lord's name to a selfish or willful petition. I may only use my Lord's name to prayers which He Himself would pray if He were in my case. It is a high privilege to be authorized to ask in the name of Jesus, as if Jesus Himself asked. But our love to Him will never allow us to set that name where He would not have set it. Am I asking that which Jesus approves? Dare I put His seal to my prayer? Then I have that which I seek of the Father.
Why should I feel?
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. God is love. Most of all, God loves Himself. In fact, the highest form of love, in theological language, is called the love of complacency. The love of entire satisfaction with its object. When God looks out upon all creatures and all creation, there is nothing there upon which He can bestow the love of complacency. But when God looks upon His own perfections, when God looks upon the person of His own dear Son, there is the object of the love of complacency. God is love. But the highest expression of that love is God's love for God. And only because of that is there any hope of God loving sinners. But if that is true, then to say God is love is no reason to say God will deny His holiness and His righteousness and His judgment and overlook my sin. God is love not only with the love of complacency, but with the love of divine goodness, grace, and mercy toward men and women like you and me. God is love. But where do you find that love? It is concentrated in its entirety in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is saying in this epistle to the Romans. He's saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. In the gospel, God has revealed His saving righteousness. He has revealed His way of justifying sinners in His gospel, in His Son. God has manifested His love. But meet God apart from Christ. You'll find there is no love. There is no mercy. There is no grace. There is nothing but a fearful looking for of judgment and the fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Yet, people go on taking Scripture, perverting it to argue against Scripture. How far sinners will go to rid themselves of the threat of divine judgment. If you're in this meeting tonight without Christ, let me tell you, there is only one way to go to avoid the judgment of a holy God. And that's the way to the cross. That's the way of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be a fool. Don't do what these Jews were doing, going to awful lengths to stultify their conscience, but refusing to do the one thing necessary, and that was run to Christ. Second thing, despite all human arguments to the contrary, God will judge the world. Paul makes that clear. God will judge the world. In Acts 17:31, he makes it clear that God hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, namely, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been through chapter 2, where Paul has spoken of the judgment according to truth, the judgment according to righteousness, the judgment according to deeds. God will judge the world. And in that judgment, His perfections will be set forth in all their glory. all that men have ever said or all that men have ever done will serve to manifest the glory of God. I want you to understand this. This is something I can't explain in all its fullness, but I rejoice in it. God is not only sovereign, as I keep on emphasizing, God is absolute. Nobody can dethrone Him. Nobody can surprise Him. Nobody can overcome Him. Nobody can derail His purpose. Nobody can inflict injury upon our God or upon His cause. Men go about as if they could do these things, and they are striving, as the second Psalm says, against the Lord and against His anointed. They're saying, let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast their cords from us. That is the thinking of the carnal mind. But you know, everything that man does, even in his wickedness, though he doesn't intend it this way, will glorify God. Man's sin will show forth God's righteousness. Man's lie will show forth and demonstrate God's truth. As the 76th Psalm, verse 10 says, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. Stop and think of that. Every creature in this world is going to be to the praise of God. Those in heaven will be to the praise of His glorious grace. Those in hell will be to the praise of His glorious justice, judgment, and truth. But every creature, angel and devil, man, woman, child, saint and sinner, every creature cannot but ultimately contribute to a mighty declaration that will fill this universe of the glory of God. But to make that truth an argument that God can't righteously judge sinners is absolutely perverse. It's utterly wrong. Why? Because here's what the Jews were overlooking. Our sin will declare God's righteousness, yes, but only if God judges that sin. Because if God fails to judge the sins of men, He is then as unrighteous as they. Our sin will demonstrate the righteousness of God only as God judges that sin. So in reality, therefore, the true deduction from the truth that God will be glorified in all His creatures and in all their works is the very opposite to that drawn by Paul's critics. God must judge sin. I want you to understand this. This is not an optional extra for God. God doesn't choose to judge sin. God must judge sin. I'll go further. God must judge every sin ever committed in the history of the world. It is His essential nature. Without this, He would not be God. But He is God, and therefore He's the righteous judge. He will either judge every sin in Christ or in the sinner, but He will judge sin and thus set forth all His perfections. That leads me to the final observation, and it's this: the doctrine that Paul charged upon these Jews and that they were charging upon him falsely, the doctrine that the end justifies the means, is utterly and unambiguously evil, and all who espouse it will be damned. The Jews were saying, our sin glorifies God ultimately, for it gives Him a chance to show forth His righteousness. Therefore, let's do evil that good may come. Paul says, you hold that and you'll be damned. And yet, you know, there's no more widely accepted principle than that. If you read the history of the Roman Catholic Church, you'll find the most powerful papalist party in the church has been the Jesuit movement. One of the greatest proponents of Jesuitry was Alphonsus Liguori. If you read his moral theology, I have it, or at least I have his Glories of Mary, in which he gives a lot of his moral theology. His moral theology is the greatest cesspool of diabolical and hellish immorality that you could ever think of. To Liguori, the great good is the glory of Mother Church. And therefore, anything that subserves that end is legitimate. The end justifies the means. But you don't have to go as far as the Jesuits. Just look around you in modern American society. Somebody came up with the idea it was good for women to be free and independent. Mistresses of their own bodies and of their own fate. That's good, we're told. But the means to that end has been the murder of millions of unborn children. The end justifies the means. We're seeing this go into operation in other areas. In fact, this is becoming law in parts of Europe, at least permissive law. It's good to stop people from unnecessary suffering. The end to that good, or the means to that good end, then is euthanasia. I hate to see people suffer. But to murder a man because he's suffering, and in most cases to launch his soul into the unspeakably greater sufferings of God's hell, is utterly unconscionable.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.